Hi, and a very warm welcome to this, the sixth episode of Speaking Naturally. I'm Edwin Maher, and if you've been following these podcasts, you'll be well on the way to improving your oral communication skills. Well, so far, we've learned about breathing for speech. Remember to use the diaphragm or belly to draw in and support more air in your lungs. We've discussed how to tame the butterflies to keep calm, which is also helped by more breath support. We've talked about conversation and how to interview people, as well as tuning the voice to achieve greater resonance or timbre. This time, I want to explain ways of adjusting the pitch of your voice. Before that, let me point out that when it comes to pitch, I'm not an expert in singing, so pitch adjustment in my area of broadcast voice coaching is for speaking. Although if you have applications that singers think would be helpful, don't be shy about letting me know and I'll pass it on in a future podcast. You can contact me via my email address in the podcast description, or if you subscribe to Anchor, simply send me a message via the phone app and I'll include it, with your permission, in a future episode. So, what is perfect pitch and how can we achieve it? As Wikipedia defines it, perfect or absolute pitch is a rare auditory phenomenon characterized by the ability of a person to identify or recreate a given musical note without the benefit of a reference tone. Actually, our goal is to expand our pitch without forcing and doing it within our own limits. As I mentioned in the first episode of this podcast series, I love voices, especially those which have all the vital ingredients of clarity and intonation. You know, the ups and downs which provide melody to the way we speak. When talking about pitch in Speaking Naturally, we're focusing on whether one has a high voice, a deep voice, or somewhere in the middle, which most of us are. The question many want answered is, if it's possible to alter the pitch and go from being a high talker to a low talker. Oh, I just remembered that episode of Seinfeld when Jerry and Elaine were left at the restaurant table with George's female friend who happened to be a low talker. Do watch it, and you can find out the hilarious consequences. But let's get back to the subject at hand, pitch. And for many of us, we think a low-pitched voice will give us more authority in giving a presentation. And if we have to direct others in fields such as politics, finance, and the media. I've trained many young women in broadcast media who tell me their main priority is to speak lower. My voice is too high, they complain, and in some cases it is. At the other extreme, I've had young male broadcasters whose voices were too low, lacking intonation, resulting in a flat, monotone delivery. British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher is said to be one person who made it her mission to expand her authority in the way she spoke. Have a look on the net and you'll find several accounts of what Mrs. Thatcher did to lower her vocal pitch. But she certainly had a distinctive voice, and whether it helped her communication skills or not is debatable, because some observers believed it sounded artificial, and instead of bringing her closer to her electoral base, in fact drove her further from it. It seemed this artificial sound was the result of forcing her vocal cords to do what she wanted them to achieve. And that's important with all these techniques of speaking naturally, especially expanding our pitch. The subject of this episode, we don't want to apply any force. If anything you do feels like it's straining the larynx, ease back. We all fall on the measurement scale of having a voice that straddles the whole spectrum of pitch. And usually our conversational pitch is somewhere in the middle. So, let's get into it. What you'll need now is a piece of paper and a pen, because I want you to write some numbers. If you can't access them where you are, your imagination will do fine. In order to enhance our skills of speaking naturally, we need to examine the range of our voice, because we may not be making the most of its ability to go up and down. When we do add more ingredients, the result can be like a colourful salad, packed with nutrition and taste. While you're getting the pen and paper, let's recap some of what we've already learned. Remember the foundations of breathing for speech. First, take in some slow belly breaths. Remember, don't let the shoulders move up or down. Concentrate on thinking of your belly as a balloon filling up with air. Breathe in slowly through your nose to a count of four. 1, 2, 3, 4. Feel your belly expand as it feeds the air into your lungs. Hold that expanded belly for another 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. Then let the air out through your mouth, once again to the count of four. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now we need to tune our voice. Hold the thumb and middle finger gently across the bridge of your nose and start humming like this. See if you can get a tingling feeling at the tips of your thumb and finger. If you can, the resonance is starting and it's giving your voice a much warmer tone. Now let's add the days of the week to the humming. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Well, you're nearly there. Now take away the hand and repeat those days of the week, but still on a monotone, like this. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Okay, let's add the finishing touch now by repeating the days of the week as we do when speaking naturally, aiming for a higher tone on the first syllable and a lower tone on the last. Here we go. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. How did you go? Right, let's get on to the pitch. Get that piece of blank paper and with your pen, write down the numbers 10 to 1 from top to bottom. Use up the whole page with big numbers. First, we'll check the lower range of your voice, because when we speak, we don't often use it. Just sound your voice like your feet going down a set of stairs. With your voice at its normal speaking pitch, start at 10 and go down a step with each number. The usual pitch of my own speaking voice is what you're hearing now, of course, so I'll check it at 10 and then try and take a step to see how lower I can go. I don't know which number my voice will start cracking, but here we go. So my normal speaking voice will be where I begin, at 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Oh, I'm having trouble there at 2, so really I can only go down to about 3. And it may vary from day to day, but that's what it's like now. I do usually find it a struggle to go much further. How about you? How did you go? If your voice starts to crack or your throat hurts, you've probably reached the lowest pitch or gone beyond the range of your natural speaking voice. You can always try again to go further, but the aim of this exercise is to get there with no strain on your voice. Now let's try the upper range. Simply go up the stairs from 1 to 10. This time, using your normal speaking pitch at one. Here I go. One. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. That's about as far as I can go, I think, without sounding a little bit silly. So it's fun anyway. It doesn't matter if you do sound silly. Have some fun as you experiment with how high you can go or how low you can go while speaking. Some people I have trained are often surprised just how far up or down the stairs their voices can step. Because, as I mentioned earlier, we usually speak just in that middle range, always depending on the mood or situation. But having followed these podcast episodes so far, I think you'd like to know how to expand your range for speaking naturally. As I mentioned, I'm not a singer, nor am I qualified to give advice to those who are. But speaking naturally encourages us to find and use more melody through the notes where we can pick up each time we use our speaking voice to communicate with others. So, let's go for a walk up and down the stairs again. 10 to 1. Let's go down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Well, that's my limit today. What about going up? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I don't want to go any higher because it's starting to be a strain. But it's an interesting exercise to see if you can get more range in your speaking voice without straining the vocal cords. One thing I'd be interested to know is the people you think who have the most captivating and natural speaking voices. Maybe it's an actor, a news anchor, or perhaps someone in your community whose voice has a magnetic sound you just can't ignore. Do send me an email. My address, as I mentioned, is in the podcast description. And I'll try to set up an interview with an interesting person whose speaking naturally skills can encourage us all to improve not just how we speak, but how best we can listen. That's it for now. But do be careful going up and down those stairs. Don't force your voice to go beyond its limits. But you may be pleasantly surprised at where your pitch can go quite comfortably. And let me know about your own speaking experiences, good and not so good, when you haven't fared as well as you'd hoped. Your stories are very welcome on the Speaking Naturally podcast and will help us all to expand our communication skills. In today's era of the smartphone, much of our communicating is done by sending messages, but there are still times when we need to speak to others in the way the telephone was originally designed. But for some of us, it can be a terrifying experience. I'll tell you more next time. Until then, thanks for being here and wishing you good communication with Speaking Naturally. I'm Edwin Maher. Bye for now.